Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com. 1-800-453-2202.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cashflow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
We're excited again today to have the man that does all the hard work for us so that we can take action Monday morning and stop the tyranny and the treason going on in the highest levels of our government. Let's go right now to our dear brother Ernie from Virginia. Ernie, welcome back, brother.
Thank you, Jack. It's a pleasure to be on your show, and I have a lot of things to go over, so I encourage everyone to get a pen or a pencil. We have a lot of work to do, but
yes, sir.
But first, I want to just briefly mention an interesting article by the New York Times today, entitled "Despite Alert, Flawed Wiring Still Kills GIs." And this article is 6 pages long, and it talks about what's happening in Baghdad and Iraq, and at least two more American soldiers have been electrocuted because of poor wiring and poor contract administration.
Wow.
The article talks about the magnitude. I think there are more than two dozen soldiers have been electrocuted in Iraq, but apparently they don't have, the Army does not have sufficient numbers of folks in contract administration to go over the $30 billion in contracts and when the wiring was done in many of these buildings, they weren't properly grounded, et cetera. And they've known about these problems for some time, dating back to October in 2004. So I really thank the New York Times for covering this. It's a very sensitive subject.
Yeah.
An unfortunate problem for our military and our soldiers being in such dire circumstances, but to add this one to their current burden, it's just beyond the pale. But I think what we can do is call Congress and, again, urge them to pass Senate Bill 2892 to help ferret out waste, fraud, and abuse, and to go after these contractors who have violated their conditions of their contracts, committed fraud, and put our soldiers in harm's way. And again, that's Senate Bill 2892, and also Senate Bill 2324, sponsored by Senator McCaskill of Missouri, to strengthen the Inspector General's Act, a very good piece of legislation. It's yet to be signed by the President, but it was approved unanimously by the Senate, and a very strong support by the House, a very good bill. And one thing I want to bring up, since we're talking about the war in Iraq, before I get into a lot of bills, I read another interesting article on AmericanFreePress.net, www.AmericanFreePress.net, entitled 151 Congressmen Derive Financial Profit from the War. Jack, 151 members of Congress invested close to $250 million in companies that received defense contracts of at least $5 million in 2006.
Yeah.
And congressmen gave themselves a loophole, so they only have to report their assets in broad ranges. So they're not officially disclosing like federal employees and state employees have to do. They have to list their stocks, et cetera. And apparently, based on this article, and I haven't been able to verify the disclosure requirements for Congress, but this article suggests there's a major loophole. And when you look at the list of congressmen who have the most money invested in these military contractors, Senator John Kerry leads the group. He increased his investment from $3 million to over $5 million in the past 2 years in these military contractors. And when you see 151 members investing close to $250 million in companies that receive these defense contracts, there's no wonder we're not getting stronger action to get the troops out. And they apparently have a blank check, and we see one abuse after another without revisiting some of the recent reports by GAO and also the Special Inspector General for Iraqi War Reconstruction. But this article by the New York Times today is, again, another eye-opener about the flawed contract administration and putting our soldiers in harm's way. Now, I want to bring up something I've been talking about for the last couple weeks, and that is on this this bill, this National Heritage Area bill. I thought it was Senate Bill 289 based on discussions with staff in the Senate. But that bill was not, and I checked today, and that bill was never voted on. Instead, it was moved into a Senate omnibus bill, a huge bill incorporating 60-some different pieces of legislation. And this is a far-reaching bill, Senate Bill 2739. And apparently private property rights advocates across the country are just in outrage how they have moved all these bills into this huge bill. And the private property rights advocates who are really upset are in the state of California in an area called Rim of the Valley, which would place a Park Service noose around the necks of 169,000 threatened landowners, according to an article titled Senate Omnibus Bill Said Near Rim of the Valley Added. And that was on March 31st, 2008. But I didn't see a clear audit trail or a cross-reference from Senate Bill 289 to this Senate Bill 2739. And when you look at that Senate Bill 2739, it covers so many different areas and so many parks, and it covers wild sky wilderness, pages of different things, including I was looking for some discussion about the Marianas Islands, and apparently it includes guest workers in the Marianas Islands among so many different parks. And when you go to where the heritage areas are covered, and there's a whole section after from 100, section 100 to section 810, entitled Transfer of Naval Vessels to Certain Foreign Recipients. This is a massive bill. There are six different titles. Title I, Forest Service Authorizations. Title II, Bureau of Land Management Authorizations. Title III, National Park Service Authorizations. Title IV, National Heritage Areas. In addition to the National Heritage Area, spanning from Gettysburg to Monticello in Virginia along Route 15, they've got Niagara Falls National Heritage Area, Abraham Lincoln National Heritage Area, authorization, extensions, and viability studies, Title VI Bureau of Reclamation and U.S. Geological Survey authorizations, Department of Energy authorizations. So this is a massive bill. And apparently, if you go through the language in the bill, it talks about sustainable development, having a management plan, but purportedly, and I don't know if there are adequate safeguards, in this to protect private property owners, but we know from the World Heritage Areas and the UN Biospheres and the UNESCO activity in which the UN has jurisdiction over federal lands and federal park lands that there's got to be some link here between the World Heritage Sites and the National Heritage Sites, and it's indirectly there's going to be a potential adverse effect on private property rights. And we've talked about Senate Bill 817, entitled Celebrating America's Heritage Act, and I'm not sure if that bill wasn't incorporated into this, but I haven't been able to see it because this is just a massive bill with pages upon pages. And that bill would designate certain segments as heritage areas and would strip the owners of their right to use their land as they choose and give that right to appointed individuals who are supposed to manage the land for the collective good of the community. And this was addressed in detail at WorldNet Daily back in October, a very good article by WorldNet Daily. And then when I look at this and try to figure out what is going on here, why did so many congressmen and senators just dump all these bills into this one huge, ominous bill? So to me, it made it much more difficult for citizens who might have concerns from different parts of the country to object when they loaded this up into this massive bill, Jack, so it made it easier to make certain it got passed.
Good grief, brother.
Yeah, and it did get...
That's absolute fraud at the congressional level, man. To mask these things in this great massive bill is absolute fraud on the American people.
Oh, it is. And you know what? They're going to be winners and they're going to be losers. And the National Park Service and park maintenance and where money goes, and there's only so much money to go around. And when you dump it into such a massive bill, you break down your system of accountability and you reduce your ability to effectively manage the entire activity. But people's rights are going to be trampled. Private property owners are going to be adversely affected. But worse yet, where in the major media was there any discussion on this ominous bill? And then when you read the newsletters by the senators who supported the National Heritage Areas, they never cite the bill number. And then when you call the staff, they talk about the original legislation, authorizing legislation, Senate Bill 289, and they never mentioned this ominous bill, Senate Bill 2739. And when I read briefly the article by, let's see if I can get the website here for you. It's at www.citizensreviewonline.org. Again, www.citizensreviewonline.org/March_2008/31/ominous_bill.html. But I think if you just go to citizensreviewonline.org, you can get to this article dated March 31st.
Yeah.
And, they talk about all the concerns that they raise on this Rim of the Valley corridor, and it would threaten thousands of landowners and permittees in the mountains around Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Los Angeles. It would threaten private owners and the Angeles National Forest.
Hang on, brother. Hold on to that thought.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Looked up lately? Have you seen those crisscross trails that hang in the atmosphere long after a plane has passed over? Some are chemtrails, and they may be causing your health problems. It's a fact. Various governments, including the U.S., have been spraying chemicals in our upper atmosphere for years. Chemtrails is a very real cause of many health problems, like pain, respiratory, or immune deficiencies that appear seemingly out of nowhere. But now, your chronic illness can be helped. Introducing ChemBuster. ChemBuster is a natural remedy designed to combat and break through health problems caused by chemtrails. ChemBuster.us has more information and a special internet-only offer of just $17 per bottle. That's ChemBuster.us. Try ChemBuster yourself. Recommend to your sick friends and relatives, and after saving $2 on your first bottle, you'll save an additional $7 on your second bottle. Visit ChemBuster.us for important information and a special internet-only offer. That's ChemBuster.us.
Ernie from Virginia. Ernie, pick up where you left off, brother. Go right ahead.
Okay, thanks, Jack. This Senate Bill 2739 passed the Senate on April 10th by a vote of 91-4 and was passed on April 29th in the House. This is the the conference bill, by a vote of 291-117. Since it's passed both the House and the Senate, it only waits being signed into law by President Bush. And because of the linkage to the UN, Sustainable Development, UN Agenda 21, I think the President will sign this with no hesitation. But if you read the article by the Concerned Private Property Rights Advocates, they have a list of some of their concerns. And by their estimate, it would cost over $2 billion and perhaps a great deal more to carry out their grandiose land acquisition and regulatory scheme. Senate Bill 2739 includes part of the Santa Monica Mountains, the Santa Susana Mountains, the San Gabriel Mountains, the Virgo Mountains, the San Rafael Hills, and adjacent connected areas to the Los Padres and San Bernardo National Forest. The study area would encompass 491,518 acres, and that's two-thirds of the size of Yosemite. But there would be a massive increase in regulations controlling private and community activities within the encircled areas. Senate Bill 2939 will interdict transportation corridors, which will mean new bridges and passageways for wildlife corridors throughout the region. They'll use the wildlife as an excuse for substantial new regulatory controls. They'll build bridges for the wildlife over the freeways, but you'll be locked out. For example, over 90% of Yosemite is now closed off to most of the public. They're closing campgrounds and parking lots, and soon you will have to take a bus just to get into the park. So what we have here, without going into all the details, I encourage you all to go to www.thomas.gov, look up Senate Bill, and if you're very concerned, let everybody know. But this Senate Bill 2739, I believe, is so massive, I don't think, without having a full debate or a full understanding in the media, many people could be adversely affected by this. And, I mean, there are titles of various sections to this totaling over 800 and various subtitles. And so it's just one of these omnibus bills that have, they just throw everything in, and by making this grandiose bill, everybody wants a piece of the action, and nobody ever reads the full details, unfortunately, Jack. The House members and the Senate members, if they can get their perks, they're going to vote for this. Sure. And that's what happened here in the Senate by a vote of 91-4. So if I still encourage people to call and express their views. There's been a lack of full accountability on this, a lack of transparency. Even with the newsletters from the senators who sponsored Senate Bill 289, they did not disclose this omnibus bill that it got moved into, and there is no direct link either between that bill and this omnibus bill. So I can't even say which bills out of the 60 have been merged into this Senate Bill 2739. But let me move on. A very bad piece, and I want to remind everybody there's been a lot of action, too, with the Tom DeWeese's discussion covering UNESCO and the recent additional sites to be considered for nomination by UNESCO as World Heritage Sites. And we're talking from the Civil Rights Movement sites in Alabama to the Dayton, Ohio, Wright Brothers-related aviation sites, George Washington's home in Mount Vernon, the Hopewell Indian Ceremonial Sites in Newark, Ohio, and the Virginia State Capitol Building in Richmond. Now, one of the dangers of the World Heritage Sites are the buffer zones where man's activities are affected by the UN and UN's jurisdiction, because they have the jurisdiction over federal lands or wilderness lands and these World Heritage Sites, and I believe one day they will also have jurisdiction over the National Heritage Sites. But moving forward, very similar to this, there was a good article by Henry Lamb on Saturday at worldmetdaily.com, and it's entitled Congress to Transform America to Socialism. He's talking about House Resolution 2421 and Senate Bill 1870, and these bills would give the federal government control over all water in the United States and control over all activities affecting these waters. And he's encouraging everyone and I encourage you first to read the article, but then if you have concerns about the striking navigable waters of the U.S., each place it appears, inserting waters of the United States, giving the federal government this increased jurisdiction and not going forward with a constitutional amendment, because when you go back to 1972 and the passage of the Clean Water Act, it was linked to the Commerce Clause and navigable waters. This is a increased control, increased government grab for additional power.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk about recent surveys by Americans regarding this next.
Okay, brother. Thank you so much. My goodness gracious. Great information here. Okay, folks, we'll be back after these messages. Stay tuned for more from the Officer Jack McLamb program.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, everybody. This is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Folks, we've got somebody here with us that is filling up my notepad here of things to do Monday morning, and I hope your notepad's getting filled up too. Let's go right back to Ernie from Virginia. Ernie, go right ahead, brother.
Thank you. I want everyone to write this phone number down. It's the U.S. Capitol Switchboard toll-free number, area code 877-851-6437. Again, area code 877-851-6437. House Resolution 2421 that I was just talking about and Senate Bill 1870 would result in a vast expansion of federal jurisdiction to all waters and all activities affecting those waters to the fullest extent under the Constitution, requiring regulation of virtually all wet areas in the country. House Resolution 2421 would have the effect of vastly expanding federal powers over private property and land use decisions.
You better believe it. My goodness.
Which traditionally have been within the purview of state and local governments. As I mentioned before the break, there have been several surveys of citizens' reaction to the proposed bills, which have yet to be voted on by neither by the House nor the Senate. So I'm encouraging everyone to call and express their views to their representatives and their senators. But the from the April 2008 Idaho Observer, and I found this article at www.proliberty.com. And this article is dated May 3rd, and from the April 2008 Idaho Observer, majority of Americans reject federal water grab. And in the article, it talks about the National Center for Public Policy Research. They've done several surveys, and 54% of those expressed an opinion opposing the measure, while 46% favor it. But in a more recent survey, a second poll released in less than a week, a poll released last week by the Western Business Roundtable found that 63% of Americans oppose the measure and 47% strongly oppose it. What we have here is a lack of media coverage, a lack of public discussion on this, and the merits of the bill. And if you go through the sponsors and the co-sponsors, it is bipartisan, but the majority in the clearly in the House that are co-sponsoring the measure are Democrats. There are six or seven Republican House members opposing that, but I think many do not fully understand the implications of this. And the ranking senator member in the Senate's Environmental and Committee, Senator Inhofe, had in his discussion prior to a recent hearing on the subject, had mentioned that we, if this thing gets passed, every household homeowner might need an NPDES permit, National Pollutant Discharge Elimination System permit for their gutter system because of stormwater runoff.
Absolutely insane, but for totalitarian control, it's perfect, isn't it?
Oh, it is. This is absolute control. When you look at the land grab and the wilderness and the parklands and the World Heritage, National Heritage Sites, and you combine this legislation and all the discussion and from the Kelo versus New London decision in the Supreme Court and sustainable development activities at both the local and state level where the property owner who pays taxes on their property loses control of their property to these community planning groups. So I'm not talking just about the planning commission. I'm talking about the community's interest outweighs the tax owner, the property owner's interest. Like they know what is best, and then they lock up that property, and you can't use your own property. You can't, and with this grab for increased power on the water activities, then the citizens will just be paying taxes for property they can't do much with because the government will have almost absolute control here. But worse yet, the UN through UNESCO and the granting of that authority after President Reagan had taken us out of UNESCO and in contrast, President Bush put us back under UNESCO. But then you look at the other bill.
It seems like that they're using the communist plan like they use in Mexico where the people can't own anything, but in this case, they're allowing you to own it but not use it. So it's really the same, is it not?
Oh, it's totally the same, except you get the fund more through taxes, both local, state, and property taxes, and property taxes being very a heavy burden in some states, even more so than the income tax.
Really?
And some, it's a form of redistribution of wealth. And with the UN, with our presidential candidates, for example, Senator Obama's Senate bill, that bill, the Global Poverty Act, Senate Bill 2433, it would obligate the country to committing an additional 0.7% of gross domestic product on foreign handouts.
Incredible.
And it would further strip our rights of ownership. If you look at the UN Millennium Goals tied to it, it would commit the United States citizens to a global tax. And then it's even worse when you look at the Millennium Goals, because the Millennium Goals adopted by the UN in 2000 calls for a tax on the rent of the value of land and natural resources. So one day, if you own property, you not only do you lose the property, you lose control of the property, but you have to pay a tax both to local government and possibly the UN.
Right. Yeah.
And this is what this is the kind of change that Senator Obama's talking about and sponsoring in the Senate, but our national media sits there silent, passive, doesn't address this.
Well,
this Senate Bill 24.
They are owned by the same people that own our politicians.
And they own the private Federal Reserve banks.
That's right.
And one of the other things I've been very troubled with is how the game is being played in the Senate and the House, and the bailout of Bear Stearns. And if you read Bob Chapman's articles, and for those who are not subscribers, he provides a good summary at his website at www.theinternationalforecaster.com. And right now, there currently you can read three or four good summaries on his recent articles, no cost. And I particularly like the April 23rd summary, Manipulations in Time of War and Hunger, and his write-up and the games they're playing with the interest rates.
Yes.
And how it's causing not only a dollar meltdown, and they're breaking the dollar, and without going into discussion about the North American Union and the Amero, but the dollar is, as the dollar goes down because the Fed takes action to reduce the discount rate, and the discount rate is below the rate of inflation, which is reported at 4%. But then when you look at, you watch the Glenn Beck show and read other articles, the real rate of inflation is 7% higher. So I did a little research, and first I want to make certain people visit theinternationalforecaster.com, click on Manipulations in Time of War and Hunger, and read the discussion there, because what I'm going to get to is how it links to certain pieces of legislation. But he talks about actions taken by the private Federal Reserve Bank, very bad actions, conflicts of interest. And we've called, and many people have asked for an investigation of the Bear Stearns bailout of these investment banks that aren't Federal Reserve banks.
Sure.
And Congress is taking no action here to look into this transaction. But worse yet, when you look at the inflation rate, and I encourage everyone to go to this site, because I'm going to talk about how, because of the games being played with the measurement of inflation, those who are on Social Security are taking a real hit here. I can't do the translation clearly, but this article that was written in 2006, entitled "Government Economic Reports: Things You Suspected were Afraid to Ask," a series authored by Walter J. John Williams. And he has some really outstanding, he's done some really outstanding work. I mentioned Howard Ruff last week, and he referenced some of his work. But you can get this free article. You don't have to be a subscriber, and write this down, www.shadowstats.com. That's www.shadowstats.com /ARTICLE/56. I'll repeat one more time. www.shadowstats.com/article/56. Now then his article, he describes how the measurement process for the consumer price index has changed. And he writes, inflation as reported by the consumer price index is understated by roughly 7% per year. And Bob Chapman has written various articles describing how entitlements are being limited and they should be much, much higher. In fact, in one of his articles, he mentioned that Social Security should be, payments should be 70% higher than they currently are. And when you see the prices at the fuel pump, and there's another article, this one is on global research, and by Mike Whitney, Global Famine, blame the Fed. This was dated April 27th. Really good article. But there was another article on global research, William Engel, E-N-G-D-A-H-L, entitled Perhaps 60% of Today's Oil Price is Price Speculation. And in these articles, there is discussion about how the Federal Reserve is affecting not only the price of food, especially for third world people, but how speculators, because of the declining value of the dollar, are investing in commodities. And there is lack of any meaningful regulation in these commodities. And Mr. Engel does a very good job. But I want to get back to the interest rates, because this is where the game is being played. The CPI was designed to help businesses, individuals, and the government adjust their financial planning and considerations for the impact of inflation. The CPI worked reasonably well for those purposes into the early 1980s. In recent decades, however, the reporting system increasingly succumbed to pressures from politicians who were and are intent upon stealing income from Social Security recipients without ever taking the issue of reduced entitlement payments before the public or Congress for approval. In particular, changes made in CPI methodology during the Clinton administration understated inflation significantly and threw a cumulative effect, with earlier changes that began in the late Carter and early Reagan administrations have reduced current Social Security payments by roughly half from where they would have been otherwise. Now, this article was dated in 2006. Now, here we are in 2008, and it links back to Chapman's discussion about Social Security payments should be 70% higher. And that means Social Security checks would be about, in this article, would have been double had the various changes not been made. In like manner, anyone involved in commerce who relies on receiving payments adjusted for the CPI have been similarly damaged. And essentially behind in the discussion, he points how they made these changes, and it's a well-written article, and he discusses different methodologies and discussions, and how the Alan Greenspan was involved in this, and how the Wall Street likes to play games with the CPI too, and the concept of looking at the core rate of inflation, nets out food and energy, was developed as a way of removing short-term, as in a month or two, volatility from inflation when energy or food prices became volatile. Since food and energy account for about 23% of consumer spending as weighted in the CPI, however, related inflation cannot be ignored for long. Well, that's what we've been doing. And at the end of the article, the more inflation is understated, the higher the inflation-adjusted rate of GDP growth that gets reported. So by playing games with the inflation rate, the politicians can also play games with the measurement of GDP.
That's right.
Because the inflation-adjusted rate of growth gets reported, and it's not meaningful because it's a distorted increase in GDP. In fact, in Chapman's articles, he's been talking about a recession for more than 2 years. And
yeah.
He makes the adjustment, but we don't have the M3 reporting. So what I'm trying to suggest to everyone listening is they call their congressman and say, we want a review. We've got these committees going on, that the banking committee in the Senate, they're looking at the credit rating agencies, and there's some hearings coming up next week. But they need to be more focused on the consumer price index and the measurement of inflation, and how that methodology has been so distorted, affecting all the Social Security recipients in the country and those who receive entitlements, people on fixed incomes, federal retired employees, state retired employees. So many people have been affected by this, and the politicians are getting a free ride off the backs of American citizens. Worse yet, the Social Security Trust Fund has not been funded. The politicians are rolling that money into the general fund. So we have a real distortion here, and this needs to be fixed, because that distortion, that inflation not being accurately reported, has led to malinvestments. And there's another good article This article was at www.counterpunch.org. It was posted on May 1st, 2008, The Price Wage Squeeze, The Fed Sinks the Dollar. And this was by Michael Hudson, and his article was well written, and he's talking about the interest rates and what is going on with respect to subprime lending, and when the Fed lowers its rate for lending to banks, these banks have not been passing on the rate cuts to their customers. What they've been doing with the money is speculating against the dollar. So, and then they've been loaning the money that the increased liquidity they get. They don't, they're not helping the American economy, but they're loaning those monies to European borrowers. So what we have is a further distortion.
It's all contrived, my friend.
All contrived, and we don't have real transparency. The American media, mainstream media, is so manipulated.
That's right. Yeah.
Hear the music.
Okay, brother. We'll be right back with Capitol Hill Commando folks on the Officer Jack McGlam program. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
Well, no, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Coming in hot, and we've got more things to talk about here real quick with Ernie from Virginia. Ernie, go right ahead, brother.
Well, thank you, Jack. Before the show is over, I do want to jump a little bit. I've been talking about the interest rates, the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve's actions are the cause of the big problems we have in the country, and instead our Treasury Secretary is proposing to give them more authority. The wrong way to go. In fact, we should be working to see that they're abolished. and only Congressman Ron Paul appears to have any understanding of what's going on, and that's why he's being silent by the mainstream media. But his House Resolution 2755 to abolish the Board of Governors and all of his written statements, he has a new book. The title escapes me. It's a bestseller. He is getting some coverage and recognition as someone who understands what's going on and what the Federal Reserve's actions have done to create this mess. And there's going to be a hearing next week on ethanol, or soon to maybe revisiting the ethanol situation, and perhaps that's not a good thing, and that's with the mandate to grow more corn for this ethanol. Yeah. And but when you look at what's going on with the Federal Reserve reducing the dollar's value, in this article by Mr. Hudson, Michael Hudson, the Fed sinks the dollar. He has it right. He states, an innocent victim of the dollar depreciation caused by the Fed's actions will be third world food deficit countries whose currencies are tied to the dollar. Latin America, much of Africa, and Asia will find that in their currencies, the price of raw materials dominated in euros will rise. And the wage price squeeze will go on, whether their oligarchies no doubt contribute by joining the speculative outflow into hard currencies by moving their domestic funds offshore. So by the Fed's own actions, they're creating the food, the increased price for food. It's not the supply that's the issue here. Now, on the corn, in the corn area, yes, but it's the inflation rate, the flawed inflation rate contributing to the mess that we have, along with the Fed's actions to continually reduce the discount rate. And so the banks are borrowing the money and then loaning it to European banks and to European investors because they want a guaranteed return, and they are involved in the speculation too, in the currency speculation, because they know the dollar is sinking and they can make an increased return by doing currency speculation.
Yeah.
But I want to mention too, because this has come up at the end of several of your shows, Jack, again, the Law of the Sea Treaty, that could come up any day, and that's another very bad bill. We talked about it before, the International Seabed Authority, the investigations of wrongdoing at the UN, 255 investigations of wrongdoing, and this all goes back to the reversal by this administration at the Bilderberg meeting in May of 2007 in Istanbul, Turkey, to support it. It hasn't come up for a vote, but the Senate Foreign Relations Committee passed it by a big vote, and they passed the Senator Obama's Global Poverty Act-sponsored legislation to give the UN taxing authority over American citizens, but the media is silent on both. We should call in and say no to the UN Convention on the Law of the Sea and Senate Bill 2433 opposing the Global Poverty Tax and Act and Tax. I received another communique from grassfire.org, the alliance that does a pretty good job, and they're talking about in their recent communication the paltry 12 miles of double layered fence that has been erected might not be built at all. The Secure Fence Act, signed by President Bush in September 2006, mandated the construction of 700 miles of double-layered fence along the southern border. Worse yet, though, through some political maneuvering, Congress and the Bush administration eliminated the double-layered fence requirement. And what we need to do is go to grassfire.net and support their petition to require the two-tier fence.
Thank you, Brother Ernie. We've got so much to do tomorrow morning.
Men are